请我们翻到哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians,
第四章
chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
我们再有一个简单的祷告。
Let's have a further simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，今天是你的恩典再次召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we want to thank you because tonight you have called us by your grace.
我们为着这个荣耀的题目向你献上感谢。
We thank you for this glorious theme.
你再三提醒我们，你永远的旨意乃是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Thank you for reminding us that your eternal purpose is to conform us to the image of your beloved Son.
但愿今天晚上
，May we tonight
在基督的学校里面，你把那条路指明给我们。
May we see tonight that way in the school of Christ.
让我们真是能学基督。
May we indeed learn Christ.
让我们今天活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。
And may we declare that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们都知道这次大会的主题是磨成神儿子的形象。
We all know that the theme of the conference this year is to be conformed to the image of his son.
我的责任是说到学基督。
And my responsibility is to learn Christ.
根据保罗的解释。
According to Paul's interpretation.
从保罗的他的经历里面。
From his experience.
他说到学基督的时候。
When he speaks of to learn Christ.
他的重点不是放在学关乎基督的一些事。
His emphasis is not to learn something about Christ.
最好的解释就是他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
The best explanation is, it is I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
保罗他活着的时候。
When Paul was alive,
不是根据他自己的模式。
He did not live according to his own way.
他乃是根据当初基督在地上怎么生活。
But he lived according to how Christ lived on earth.
他在大马色的路上。
On the road to Damascus.
他遇见了主。
He met the Lord.
他从前听说神的荣耀。
Before he had heard of the glory of God.
他从以西结书也知道什么是神荣耀的形象。
And he saw in Ezekiel what the image of the glory of God was.
他没有想到在大马色的路上。
He never thought that on the road to Damascus.
他亲眼看见神的荣耀。
He would see God, the glory of God with his own eyes.
原来神的荣耀乃是显在耶稣基督的面上。
And the glory of God was manifest on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从四本福音书里面。
Through the four Gospels.
圣灵从四个不同的角度。
The Holy Spirit through four different angles
给我们看见我们的主是怎样的一位
shows us how, what kind of our Lord is.
马太福音给我们看见他是君王。
In Matthew we see that he is king.
做了我们的救主。
He became our Savior.
所以那个面那个形象是狮子的形象。
And that image is an image of a lion.
就好像以西结在他的意象里面看到的一样。
It's the same thing that Ezekiel saw in his vision.
你看见四活物有四个不同的脸面。
Of the four living beings, you saw that there were four different faces.
狮子
lion,
牛
ox,
人
man,
老鹰
eagle.
以西结所看见乃是神宝座前的生命。
What Ezekiel saw was the life before the throne.
你怎么来形容神宝座前的生命？
How do you describe the life before the throne?
一面是狮子所说。
On one hand, it's described by the lion.
一面牛所代表的。
And another represented by the ox.
所以今天我们就看见神的荣耀原来显在基督的面上。
So today we see that the glory of God is manifest in the face of Christ.
那不止我们看见神的荣耀。
Not only do we see the glory of God.
我们因信要得着荣耀。
And we are also just, we also glorified by faith.
我们怎么得到荣耀呢?
How do we gain glory?
因为他呼召我们,
because he has called us.
因信称义,
justified by faith.
因信成圣,
sanctified by faith.
也因信得荣耀,
but also glorified by faith.
得荣耀的意思就是磨成神儿子的形象。
To be glorified is to be conformed to the image of his son.
昨天晚上我们从马太福音来看见
Last evening, we went through the Gospel of Matthew to see the image of the lion.
我们的主就是君王。
Our Lord is the King.
今天我们所得到的生命乃是做王的生命。
The life that we attain to today is a life of a King.
当我们磨成神儿子形象的时候,
when we are conformed to the image of His Son,
他怎样做王, 我们也怎样做王。
However, He is King, we shall be King as well.
他是先卑微后得的荣耀。
First he was humbled, then he was glorified.
他是先经过十字架, 然后得着冠冕。
He first went through the cross, then he received the crown.
他是在十字架上做王的。
He was the king on the cross.
所以我们被他磨成, 我把他磨成他的形象的时候,
so when we are conformed to his image,
他在十字架上怎样的反应,
however he reacted on the cross,
我们也怎样的反应。
That is how we react as well.
在十字架底下, 我们的主默默无声。
Under the cross, our Lord was silent.
在十字架上, 他说了七句的话。
But on the cross, he spoke seven words.
在那里他反应的。
There he had a reaction.
那个反应是荣耀的反应。
That reaction was a glorious one.
那个反应是君王的反应。
That reaction was a kingly one.
当我们磨成神儿子形象的时候,
when we are conformed to the image of his son,
在我们日常的生活里面,
in our daily life,
许多时候神安排我们的环境,
many times the Lord arranges our environment,
叫我们转过第二个礼,
so that we would turn our cheek,
走第二里路,
we would walk a second mile,
给第二件衣服,
we would give our cloak,
我们能爱我们的仇敌,
we can love our enemies,
能为他们祷告,
we can pray for them,
我们不只爱弟兄,
not only do we love our brother,
那个爱是个半圆的爱,
that love is just for the semicircle,
我们也能爱仇敌, 这就变成了完全的爱,
when we love our enemies, that love is complete,
我们就能完全像天父一样的完全,
and we can be perfect like the Heavenly Father's perfect.
这就是磨成神儿子形象的故事。
This is the story of being conformed to the image of his son.
那么路是什么样的路?
So what is the way?
所以整本的马太福音就给我们看见我们怎么样能磨成神儿子的形象。
The entire Gospel of Matthew shows us how we can be conformed to the image of his
son. 我们得胜应该像他那样的得胜。
We gain the victory as he gains the victory.
这就是我们的主在启示录第三章里面所说的话。
This is what we see in Revelation 3.
当主呼召得胜者的时候,
when the Lord calls the overcomers,
我们怎么得胜呢?
How do we overcome?
我们得胜是因为主怎么得胜。
Our overcoming is based on his overcoming.
你看马太福音主怎么得胜。
In Matthew, we see how he overcame.
那个得胜的生命在保罗里面。
That overcoming life was in Paul.
所以他说, 不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活。
He says, it is no longer I, but it is Christ who lives in me.
主怎么得胜, 他就能得胜。
How the Lord overcame, then he could overcome.
主在十字架上走两里路, 我们也能走另外一条路, 另外一里路。
On the cross, our Lord walked the second mile, so we can walk the second mile.
这是我们怎样磨成神儿子的形象。
That is how we are conformed to the image of
但是28章的马太福音,
but the 28 chapters of Matthew,
很明显指明一条路,
very clearly points to a way.
我们怎么能被磨成神儿子的形象?
How can we be conformed to the image of his son?
所以在马太福音第10章,
so in Matthew chapter 10,
给我们看见主把我们带到基督的学校,
we see that we are brought before the school of Christ.
不错, 我们是天国之子。
Yes, we are the sons of the kingdom of heaven.
我们都像小狮子一样。
We are just like young lions.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
我们乃是在基督的学校里面我们学了这些的功课。
We learn these lessons in the school of Christ.
当你读到马太第十章的时候,
when you read Matthew chapter 10,
你看有两个非常重要的功课。
There are two important lessons.
第一个功课就是怎么说话。
The first lesson is how do we speak?
不是我们自己说。
We don't speak on our own.
乃是父的灵在我们里头说的。
But it is the Spirit of the Father which speaketh in you.
我们平常就应该知道怎么说话。
We should know how to speak.
我们平常应该知道圣灵怎么在我们里头说。
Normally we should know how the Holy Spirit speaks in us.
然后到了重要关口的时候,
and when it comes to an important juncture,
等到你来到了官长诸侯面前的时候,
when you come before a high official,
那这个时候你知道怎么说话。
Now you know how to speak.
我们 到了重要的时候不会说话。
Many times when we come to an important junction in our life, we don't know how to speak.
我们不会说。
We don't know how to speak.
在日常生活里面,
in our daily lives,
你怎么说话就显出我们是什么样的生命。
How you speak shows forth what life you have.
如果我们说话乃是父的灵在我们里面说的,
when we speak, if the Spirit of the Father is speaking in us,
我们就学了一个功课,就是圣灵的功课。
We learn the lesson of the Holy Spirit.
一个让圣灵在里面说话的人,
one who allows the Holy Spirit to speak,
证明他是君王。
Proves that he is king.
主怎么得胜,
However the Lord overcame, he overcomes as
主在十字架底下,
well. Beneath the cross, the Lord spoke not a single word. And we can be conformed to his image. That's the first point.
第二个重点,
the second point.
就说不背着他的十字架跟从我的不配做我的门徒。
He says, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me.
所以第二个功课是十字架的功课。
The second lesson is the lesson of the cross.
到了马太福音第十三章,
and when we reach Matthew chapter 13,
主给我们看见, 他用他自己的话,
the Lord shows us that through his own word,
生了我们这些人,
he birthed us.
结果我们就成为天国之子,
and we became the sons of the kingdom of heaven.
让他把这些天国之子, 这些好种就撒在田里面,
and the sons of the kingdom of heaven, these good seeds were sowed in the field.
当我们蒙恩得救以后,
when we were saved by grace,
我们都是好种。
We were all the good seed.
他把我们这些天国之子就撒在田里面，撒在世界里面。
And our heavenly seeds he threw and cast and sowed in the field.
那个种子是一粒麦子落在地里死了那个种子。
And that seed is the same seed if not a grain of wheat fall into the ground.
那个种子是那麦种。
And that seed is that grain of wheat.
当麦子成长的时候,
when the wheat is mature,
它需要太阳晒的。
It needs the sun.
当你把它放在田里面的时候,
when you put it in the field,
当太阳晒那个麦子的时候,
when the sun shines on the wheat,
你看见它向着天的那部分越来越成熟。
You will see that the portion that is facing the sun, facing the heavens, becomes more ripe.
它靠近地的那部分的根越来越枯干了。
But the one closest to the ground, nearest the roots, becomes parched.
它向着地越来越死，向着天越来越活。
He is dying to the earth, but is alive towards the heavens.
结果这个生命就成长了。
And this life becomes mature.
所以主一面是把我们放在基督的学校里。
So on one hand, Christ puts us in the school of Christ.
另一面，他把我们的好种撒在这个世界里面。
He also sows the good seed in this world.
结果在这个世界里面，我们学了许多的功课。
And in this world, we learn many lessons.
这个世界有许多的苦难。
There are many sufferings in this world. Many times we encounter difficulties.
结果借着这个我们就能磨成神儿子的形象。
But through this we can be conformed to the image of his son.
我还记得当我在学校读书的时候,
I remember when I was still a student.
那个时候我希望能够得到最高的学位。
At that time I wanted to attain to the highest level of education.
所以我就找了一个 advisor, 一个教授。
So I had an advisor.
我就跟他学。
And I learned from him.
那我希望等到学成功的时候，我就能够得到一定的学位。
And I felt that I would attain to an education level once I learned from this professor.
我没有想到这个教授他的脾气非常的古怪。
I never saw that this professor had a very weird temper.
后来我才晓得原来神定做的，替我定做的。I
knew that he was actually tailor-made by the Lord for me.
我记得我做了很好的工作。
I remember I had a very good project.
我想给他看了以后，他一定很高兴。
And I felt that if I showed it to the professor, he'd be very glad.
结果有一次我见到他，我就把结果给他了。
So I gave my results to the professor.
他其实不大懂我所做的。
He actually didn't quite understand what I wrote.
结果他很生气。
So he's very mad.
不光生气,
not only was he mad,
而且当着我的面,
so in front of me,
我站在他面前,
I was face to face with him.
他就把我所做的就扔在我的脚前。
So he took my paper and threw it to the ground.
在那个时候,
at my feet.
我要问我自己,
so I have to ask myself,
我是现在就离开这里呢?
Should I leave now?
还是我从地上把它接起来?
Or should I pick it up from the floor?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
是主的恩典叫我能把那个指头再捡起来。
By his grace, I was able to pick up that paper from the floor.
等到后来我的论文发表，等到我论文写完了以后。
So once I had finished my thesis,
这个论文是他批准的。
He was the one who had to approve the thesis.
而那里面的东西就是他那，就是那一篇东西，他把扔在地上。
And in that thesis was exactly that paper that he had thrown to the ground.
所以等到我拿到博士学位的时候。
So when I got my PhD,
我在主面前有一个祷告。
I had one prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，我感谢。
I said, I thank you, Lord.
我所得的学位是双重的学位，是 dual degree.
The degree that I received is a dual degree.
一面我是从 我的老板呢，从我的教授那里得到这个degree。On
one hand, I got the degree from my professor.
另一面，我从你的手里接过这个学位了。On
the other hand, I received the degree from your own hand.
弟兄姊妹，brothers
and sisters,
感谢主。Thank
the Lord.
主是把我们撒在这个世界。The
Lord sows us in this earth.
弟兄姊妹，brothers and sisters, 当你能够捡起来的时候，when
you can pick up,
你是狮子。
You are a lion.
这证明你刚强。
That means you are strong.
如果你一生气你就走了。
But if you are upset and you just leave,
这是全世界最软弱的人。
That means you are the weakest among all.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的生命乃是做我们的生命。
Our life is a life of a king.
在什么环境底下,
whatever situation,
我们都应该做王。
We need to be king.
在什么环境底下,
whatever situation,
你都不应该失态。
You should not be defeated.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个就是主怎么训练他的门徒。
This is how the Lord trained his disciples.
到了马太16章到18章的时候。
And when we reach Matthew 16 through 18,
你看见主说他要建造他的教会。
He said that the Lord said he will build his church.
我们怎么能够成熟呢？
How do we become mature?
我们怎么能磨成神儿子的形象？
How can we be conformed to the image of his son?
当然在基督的学校里面。
Of course, in the school of Christ.
基督学校有两面。
There are two facets in the school of Christ.
一面在田里,
one side is in the field.
另一面在教会里,
and the other side is in the church.
在教会里学什么功课呢?
What lesson do you learn in the church?
就说我实在告诉你们,
the Lord said, verily I say unto you,
你们若不回转变成小孩子的样子, 断不能进天国。
Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主在什么场合讲这句话?
Where did the Lord say these words?
他先说到宇宙的教会。
He spoke of the universal church
first. 然后说到地方的教会。
And then he spoke of the local church.
这句话就在这两个故事的中间。
And these words are sandwiched between these two phrases.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见。
Here we see,
当我们的主建造教会的时候,
when our Lord builds his church,
祂是根据天国的尺寸的,
it is according to the measurement of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个天国里面, 个个都是小子,
in the kingdom of heaven, these are all little young ones,
都是little children,
all little children,
都是小子们,
all little children.
所以那个国度乃是小子们的国度。
This kingdom is the kingdom of little children.
但是什么时候我们是个大人?
When? How about when we are adults?
我们太大了。
When we are so big.
我还记得我在日本的时候都待了一年。
I remember when I was in Japan, I stayed there for a year.
这个日本什么东西都是小的。
In Japan, everything is small.
冰箱是小的。
The refrigerator is small.
电视是小的。
TV is small.
这个房子非常的矮。
And the rooftop, the ceiling is very low.
你不小心你的头就碰到什么地方了。
And you very easily bump your head.
请记得教会乃是根据天国的尺寸来建造的。
Remember, the church is built according to the measurement of the kingdom of heaven.
为什么我们在教会里面跌的
Why do we, are we always fall and hit ourselves and bump ourselves in the church? It's because we are too big. So the cross has to do a work. So that we can be converted and become like little children. Then you can seek out your brethren. Then you can gain your brethren. Then you can be one with the brethren. Then you can forgive. Give your brethren.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
就这样我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
It is this way that we can be conformed to the image of God's Son.
彼得觉得他饶恕别人七次已经是得胜了。
Peter thought that he forgave someone seven times, that was enough.
一个真正做王的人,
but a true king
是饶恕别人七十个七次。
Forgive 70 times 7.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是 在马太福音给我们看见那条路。
This is the way that we see in Matthew.
那现在我们用一个很简单的比方。
So now let's use a very simple example. When we speak of being a king,
好像讲得很高,
it's as if we say something very high.
我们刚才讲过,
we said,
日常我们要讲话,
every day we have to speak.
你看一个人讲话,
when you see somebody speaking, you know whether he's a king or not.
在12个门徒里面,
among the 12 disciples,
彼得的话是最多的,
Peter spoke the most.
他不管什么场合一定要讲话。
No matter what event, wherever, he would always speak. On once he went to the Mount of Transfiguration. And just like all prayer meetings, everybody fell asleep. And then suddenly our Lord was transfigured. So he felt that he had to say something.
所以他就说,
he said, oh, let's build three tabernacles. He had no idea what he was saying. Somebody who likes to speak. Here's a very big explanation.
弟兄姊妹,
he cannot contain or control his own tongue.
他一定要说的,
he has to speak.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if somebody is to be king, you have to see how the Lord controls his tongue.
你记不记得有一次有一天呢,
do you remember one day?
有人来收丁税,
somebody came to collect the tax.
这个丁税啊, 是个 temple tax,
这个殿税, this tax is actually a temple tax.
那是为着神的殿来收的,
it is collected for the temple.
所以有一天呢, 在加百农的人, 有人就来, 见彼得, 他说, 你们的先生拿丁税吗?
So then there's somebody came from Capernaum and asked the disciples, does your master pay tribute?
彼得, 他们不是问彼得说你那丁税吗?
They didn't ask Peter whether he paid tribute.
如果是这样的话, 彼得说, 那这是一点没有错的。
If they were asking Peter, he would have said yes.
你们的先生不纳丁税吗?
They asked, does your master pay tax?
彼得应该说, 让我等一等问我的先生。
Peter should have said, hold on, let me ask my master.
他说, no, not.
But he said no, he said yes.
结果他进了屋子,
and then he went into the room.
我们的主就问他了,
and our Lord asked him,
西门你的意思如何?
He said, what thinkest thou, Simon?
世上的君王是向谁征收丁税呢?
Of whom do the kings of this earth take custom of tribute?
是向自己的儿子呢? 还是向外人呢?
Of their own children or of strangers?
彼得说当然向外人了。
Peter said, of course, of strangers.
那就说那这样的话儿子就可以免税了。
And then Jesus said, then the children are free.
但现在我们的主 要教导彼得,
now the Lord has to teach Peter,
要让彼得学功课,
that he might learn a lesson,
要让他磨成他自己的形象,
that he might be conformed to his image.
弟兄姊妹, 彼得管不住他的口,
Peter could not control his mouth.
有的话应该主说他已经都替他说光了。
The words that the Lord should have said, Peter already said for him.
所以如果彼得真的磨成神儿子的形象,
if Peter is to be conformed to the image of God's Son,
你看见他一定要学功课,
he has to learn a lesson.
所以主说你到海边去钓鱼,
so the Lord said, go and go fish by the sea.
然后你把先钓上来的鱼一拿起来一开了个口, 你要得一块钱, 那么就做你和我的水。
And take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give them and unto them for me and thee.
这个一块钱是一个舍克勒,
this coin is one shekel.
丁税是半舍克勒,
and the tax actually is half a shekel.
所以如果你钓那个鱼刚好是一个舍克勒的话,
so when you catch that fish and it's one shekel,
主说做你的税做我的税,
he says it's for you and for my tax.
我可以付税,
I can pay tax,
但是我不付,
but I'm not.
你要学个功课,
you have to learn a lesson.
你要去钓鱼,
you have to go fish.
彼得会网鱼, 他不会钓鱼的。
He knew how to net a fish, but he didn't know how to actually use a hook.
一个说喜欢说话的人没有耐性,
somebody who knows how to, who likes to speak, doesn't have patience.
话少的人会钓鱼,
somebody who a man of few words can cast a hook.
所以他一定要一网下去好多鱼才可以,
but when he fishes, he has to catch many fish at once.
现在呢要钓一只一条鱼,
so now he had to catch one fish.
你等着什么时候刚好那条鱼含一块东西含一点东西,
so how long would you have to wait for the fish to be hooked?
而且那个东西刚好是一块钱,
and in it would have one shekel.
所以弟兄姊妹那一天你可以想象到彼得学一个什么样的功课,
you can imagine what lesson Peter learned.
你看看这么大的地, 这么大的这个加利利海,
such a great sea of Galilee.
虽然我们知道在加百农附近,
Even though we know that near Capernaum,
一直到今天在地底下有 seven spring, 有 warm spring, 就是有这温泉的。
We know that there are seven warm springs.
所以在加利利海里面许多大的鱼都是往加百农游的。
So we know that many big fish actually swim towards Capernaum.
所以最后呢，他终于钓到那条鱼。
And finally, he was able to hook a fish. And now the people call that fish Peter's fish. And if you go to the Sea of Galilee today, you can still find Peter's fish. What's this lesson? How did the Lord teach Peter? We know that in that area is the so-called Peter's fish.
这种的鱼啊，当它小鱼还没长大以前，
when it is still a baby fish,
它是把小鱼含在嘴巴里面的。
It actually has other little fish in its mouth.
所以它平常孩子没有大以前，它是这样的让鱼游进来的游出去，它这样来保护它的小鱼。
So the mother fish actually will allow the small fish to be in its mouth, to come in and out, swim in and out.
等到有一天孩子都长大了。
But when the little fish have grown up,
所以它里面就没有小鱼了。
Inside the mother's mouth, there are no longer small fish.
但是因为它习惯了。
But because it's used to the small fish,
没有小鱼它也是这样含的，也是这样的。
But they still keeps opening and closing its mouth.
所以如果它看见 Coca-Cola 那个瓶罐的瓶盖瓶那个瓶的那个盖子掉下来的话，
So if it finds a Coke bottle cap,
它一摁就抓过来。
Immediately that fish will go and grab it.
所以如果它看见一个色克勒，它也这样含下来。
So if it sees one shekel, it would also go grab it.
弟兄姊妹， 这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个鱼是大嘴巴的。
This fish has a big mouth.
因为它大嘴巴，所以它能含那么多鱼。
Because it has such a big mouth, it can swallow so many fish.
那是光这样，就是鱼没有了，还是个大嘴巴。
And even though there's no fish anymore, it still has a big mouth.
所以主让彼得看见。So
the Lord showed Peter.
你说那证明你是个大嘴巴。
You said yes, you pay tax, that means you have a big mouth.
你管不住你自己。
You cannot control yourself.
但是现在呢，等到你真的钓了那条鱼的时候，
Now when you actually hook a fish,
他学的功课,
he learned a lesson.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
彼得不能大嘴巴,
Peter cannot be a big mouth.
尤其有的人说彼得是头任教会头任的教皇。
So many people actually claim Peter to be the first pope of the church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是后来教会的难处。
That is the difficulty of the church.
教会的难处是因为教会说话了。
The difficulty of the church is because the church spoke.
教会应该是没有话的。
The church should have no words.
教会的话都是基督所说的话。
The church's words is all the words that Christ spoke.
什么时候教会大嘴巴了， 教会就堕落了。
Whenever the church has a big mouth, the church will fail.
弟兄姊妹， 在你所在的教会，
in the church that you're in,
是谁在你说话的？
Who is speaking?
谁在让你做王的？
Who is king?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
彼得不能大嘴巴。
Peter cannot be a big mouth.
教会不能大嘴巴。
The church cannot be a big mouth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
什么时候你没有话？
Whenever you have no words.
什么时候你为自己没有话？
When you have no words for yourself.
主的话就从你身上流露出来。
Then the Lord's words can flow.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
彼得学了美好的功课。
Peter learned a wonderful lesson.
所以等到五旬节的时候，
So on the day of Pentecost,
他一站起来，
When he rose up,
他的口就变成金口。
His mouth became a golden mouth.
当他张开他的金口的时候，
When he opened his golden mouth,
3,000人得救，
3,000 were saved,
5,000人得救，
5,000 were saved.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是什么故事呢？
What is this lesson?
磨成神儿子的形象，
Conform to the image of God.
这就是马太福音所要给我们看见的。
This is what Matthew wants to show us.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord.
那个脸是四张的脸。
That face has four faces.
有狮子的脸。
You have a lion face?
这是马太福音。
That is Matthew.
现在如果你读到马可福音的时候，
But when you read Mark,
你看见马可福音给我们看见主耶稣是神的仆人。
The Gospel of Mark shows us that Jesus is a servant of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
他一面是殷勤的。殷勤，diligent。
On one hand, he is diligent.
所以在马可福音里面， 立刻，立刻，立刻，一共说了四十一次。
So in the Gospel of Mark, the word immediately, immediately, immediately is spoken 41 times.
天上有一个命令，地上就有一个，立刻就顺服。
There is a request from heaven, and immediately it happens on earth.
Slow obedience, disobedience. 当你顺服迟缓的时候，你根本不顺服。
Slow obedience is disobedience.
我们今天也做神的仆人。
Today we are also the servants.
我们也侍奉神。
We also serve God.
但是我们是不是立刻？
But do we go immediately? Immediately?
你如果读马可福音前面四章，
If you read the first four chapters of Mark,
你稀奇得很。
You'll be amazed.
这四章好像我们主的工作日记一样。
These four chapters are like the working diary of our Lord.
他忙到一个地步，连吃饭的时间都没有。
He was so busy he didn't even have time to eat.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
讲到神的仆人，
when we speak of the servant of God,
这是以赛亚53章告诉我们的。
We see the description in Isaiah 53.
他的面貌比别人憔悴， 他的形容比世人枯槁。
His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
人见到我们主的时候，
when people saw our Lord,
你还没50岁， 你见过亚伯拉罕吗？
They said, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?
其实主耶稣才30多岁。
The Lord was only 30 some years old.
但是许多人印象他已经50岁了。
But many people thought he was over 50.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
他实在是忠心的仆人。
He is indeed a faithful servant.
他任劳任怨受了多少的痛苦。
He suffered so much as he served.
所以在他脸上就留下了许多的痕迹。
So on his face, it was very much scarred.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当你读马太福音的时候，
when you read Matthew,
你看见我们的主那个脸是狮子的脸。
You see a face of a lion.
他脸上居然带着唾沫。
But in the face, it was also full of spit.
他们居然遮盖他的脸。
They covered or blindfolded his face.
他们打他的脸。
They smote his face.
这是君王。
This is a king.
当你读到马可福音的时候，
But when you read the Gospel of Mark,
你从第1章读到第16章，
from chapter 1 to chapter 16,
弟兄姊妹， 很清楚的，
very clearly,
你看见那个脸是憔悴的脸。
You see a marred face.
我看过两个人。
I've seen two people.
我会吓一跳的。
I'd be very shocked.
我见到他， 我以为他是70几岁的人呢。
I thought that this person was 70 years old.
结果一个人40多一点点， 一个是50几岁多一点点。
But one of them was a little over 40, the other a little over 50.
这就证明说这两个弟兄他们的一生是不平凡的一生。
These two brothers then shows that they don't live a normal life.
你从他们的脸上你可以看出他们的一生。
From their face you can see their entire life.
许多做妈妈的，
many of those who are mothers,
没有结婚以前都是大小姐。
Before they were married they were
都大小姐。
Beauty
No, 都是大小姐， 都是 jewel in the family. Yeah.
They are princesses.
所以每一天晚上一定要睡足8个钟头。
So every evening they have to sleep their 8 hours.
不是8个钟头，明天皱纹就很多的。
So if they did not sleep their 8 hours, they would have wrinkles in the morning.
你看看许多的母亲。
So you see many mothers.
特别是年轻的母亲。
When you see young mothers.
哪一个母亲不爱美丽？
Which young mother does not like to be beautiful?
但是为着他们的儿女，
but for their children,
脸上带着许多的痕迹。
On their faces are marred.
当你读从马可第1章一直读到第16章的时候，
from chapter 1 to chapter 16 of Mark,
你看见我们的主就是像牛，他给人印象就好像牛一样。
You will see that he is like an ox.
16章，马可总共16章。
The Gospel of Mark has 16 chapters.
前面10章给我们看牛在田里面。
The first 10 chapters show us the ox in the field.
后面6章给我们看牛在祭坛上。
And then the last 6 chapters show us the ox on the altar.
神的仆人乃是侍奉神的人。
The servant of God is one who serves.
他的工作的范围当然在田里面。
His sphere of work is indeed in the field.
但是最高的侍奉，
but the highest service is on the altar. Our Lord gave the highest service to God is when he put himself on the altar and he fulfilled God's purpose. Many times today we serve God.
我们忙忙碌碌,
we are so busy.
我们一天到晚在田里面,
every day we're in the field.
我们的故事只有前一半,
our story only has the first part, not the second part.
但是主要我们磨成他的形象。But
the Lord wants us to be conformed to His image.
前面十章,
the first 10 chapters.
一面你看见我们的主在世界里面,
on one hand, you see our Lord in the world.
你看他医治许多伤，他医治许多生病的人。
He healed many of those who were sick.
这个世界有需要。
This world has a need.
这个世界生病。
This world is diseased.
这个世界被罪污染了。
It has been polluted by sin.
他来了，乃是要寻找罪人。
He came to seek the sinner.
他做罪人的救主之前。
Before he became the savior of the sinner.
他先做他们的朋友。
First he became their friend.
你看见他在世界，在田里面来做神的仆人。
In the world, in the field, he was the servant of God.
同时他在家里面服侍那些门徒们。
But at the same time, he served in the house his disciples.
所以他有两个范围。
He has two spheres.
一面他在家中服侍。
One, he served at home or in the house.
他在世界里面服侍。
But the other hand, he served in the world.
他就告诉门徒说,
He's told the disciples.
只是在你们中间不是这样。
But it is not so among you.
你们中间谁愿为大,
but whoever is great among you shall be your servant. Because our Lord is the greatest. So in the home, in the house, he served the disciples. Why did he say it shall be your servant? Because the Lord wants us to be conformed to his image. However he served at home, he wants us to serve.
然后主说,
then the Lord said,
在你们中间,
among you,
谁愿为首,
whoever shall be the greatest shall be the slave of all. And that speaks of all the people in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主一面在家中侍奉,
on one hand, he served at home.
一面在世界里面侍奉,
on the other hand, he served in the world.
一面在神的,就好像我们今天一样,
just like us today.
一面我们在神的家中侍奉,
on one hand, we serve in the house of God.
当我们传福音的时候,
when we preach the gospel,
我们来到世界里面去抢救灵魂,
when we go we save lives in the world.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters,
主给我们看见,
the Lord shows us.
我们要伟大, 我们就要做弟兄们的用人。
If we are to be great, we shall be the servant of all
brothers. 我们如果要为首, 我们就要做世界的仆人。
But if we are to be the chiefest of all, we will be the slave to all.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见我们的主就这样的给我们看见他怎样这个牛怎样在田里面。
Here we see how this ox is in the field.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
不光我们的主是如此,
not only is our Lord like
this, 我们的主也要我们像他一样。
The Lord wants us to be like Him.
所以在马可福音里面有两个瞎子。
So in the Gospel of Mark, there are two blind people.
一个瞎子呢, 是在约旦河进加利利海的那个地方。
One blind person was found at the river, at the entrance to the river of Jordan at the Sea of Galilee.
还有一个瞎子是在约旦河要进死海的那个地方。
And the other blind person was found at the Jordan near the Dead Sea.
加利利海代表生命。
The Sea of Galilee represents life.
死海代表死亡。
The Dead Sea represents
death. 你看见约旦河就穿过这两个海。
And you see the Jordan traversing both bodies of water.
在两个进口的地方。
At the entrance of these bodies of water,
你碰见两个瞎子,
you meet two blind men.
而这两个瞎子, 每一个瞎子都是代表这些门徒们。
And all these blind, both these blind people represent the disciples.
主给他们看见, 你们就像他们一样。
The Lord was showing the disciples that you are like these blind people.
主要开他们的眼睛。
The Lord wants to open their eyes.
只有主开他们的眼睛, 他们才知道怎么来侍奉神。
Only when the Lord opens their eyes do they know how to serve God.
结果在第一个瞎子的那里,
so with the first blind person,
那里的问题是饼的问题。
That question there was a matter of the bread.
因为他们没有带饼。
Because they forgot the bread.
结果就变成问题了。
And that became an issue.
主说你们还不明白吗?
The Lord said, don't you understand?
五千他用五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱。
Five bread, two fish, 5,000 were satisfied.
然后四千人也是吃个饼叫许多人吃饱。
And seven bread enabled 4,000 to be satisfied.
主说你们还不明白。
The Lord said, don't you understand?
在田里面,
In the field.
你们被撒在世界里面,
when you were cast into the world, and the wheat was mature,
现在问题在哪里?
Now what's the question?
今天你不能把麦子给别人吃的,
you cannot give that wheat to people,
这个麦子要变成饼的,
because that wheat needs to become bread.
睡在五个饼两条鱼那个神迹里面,
so in the miracle of the five loaves, two fish,
就说你们给他们吃,
the Lord said, you give them to eat.
在四千条,四千人的神迹里面,
in the miracle of the 4,000, the Lord asked, how many loaves do you have?
弟兄姊妹,现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这两个神迹,
these two miracles,
是在主耶稣所行35个神迹里面,
of the 35 miracles that our Lord performed,
唯一的两个神迹,
these are the only two miracles,
是门徒们也参与的,
which the disciples participated in.
什么叫做侍奉?
What is service?
主有一个神迹,
the Lord has a miracle.
当主动他指头,
when he moves his finger, the miracle happens.
每一个工作都是神迹,
all work is a miracle.
有的神迹门徒看看,
some miracles the disciples would observe.
这两个神迹,
but these two miracles they participated in. The Lord wants to show them. You cannot just give the grain of wheat to others. This life is a mature life. You can only feed them with the loaves of bread. That first 10 chapters in Mark is the bread. If we can serve man today, this grain of wheat will be put into,
然后要经过油,经过烤的,
it will be pressed, and then it will also be carved. That is the work of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, of course the oil represents the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见他们眼睛是瞎的,
so now you see that their eyes were blind.
他们看不见,
they couldn't see.
做与神同工,
they were working with God.
能够在神的基督的神迹里面有份,
they could participate in the miracle of
Christ.
God has a purpose in our life.
乃是那块饼,
that is that bread.
等到了约旦河快流到死海的时候,
when we reach the Dead Sea,
又是一个瞎子,
again we see a blind person.
那这个时候我们的主对他们怎么说呢?
And then what does the Lord say?
主说我所喝的杯你们也要喝,
he says, the cup that I drink you shall also drink.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
后面六章给我们看是杯的问题,
the last six chapters of Mark shows us this matter of the cup.
你拿什么来侍奉神?
What do you use to serve God?
我们的主在最后把他自己摆在祭坛上,
the Lord put himself on the altar at the end.
他做了燔祭也做了赎罪祭,
he became the burnt offering and the atoning offering.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们能做什么?
What can we do?
我们就像保罗所说的,
we are just like Paul.
他说我现在被浇奠我离世的时候到,
he said, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering,
什么,
and thus my time of departure has come.
什么叫做 drink offering? 什么叫做酒祭呢?
What is this drink offering?
就是当旧约的祭司献上祭物的时候,
so when the high priest in the Old Testament, when they sacrificed,
祭司要把一杯的葡萄酒,
he would take a cup of wine,
然后又倒在那个祭物上面,
and would pour it on the offering.
这个叫做酒祭,
that is the drink offering.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
保罗说, 现在活着的不再受,
Paul said, it is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着,
but it is Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹, 基督的形象是牛的形象,
Christ's image is the image of an ox.
所以保罗与基督同工,
so Paul co-worked with the
弟兄,
Lord.
等到他要寻道的时候,
before he was martyred,
他说我被浇奠离世的时候到了,
he said, it is time for me to be poured out as a drink offering.
保罗像葡萄一样, 像葡萄一样,
the Lord, Paul was like a grape.
Why? 他最后葡萄成熟了,
when the vine became ripe,
但是结果这些葡萄经过酒榨,
and these grapes went through the wine press.
保罗学了一生的功课, 终于现在葡萄酒在杯子里面,
and finally Paul learned a lesson that the wine was in the cup.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
一个真的磨成神儿子形象的人,
one who is truly conformed to the image of God's Son,
最后你看见是那个杯,
at the very end is that cup.
一个侍奉主的人,
one who serves the Lord,
不是问他喝了多少的酒,
You don't ask the question, how much wine has he drunk?
乃是他倒出多少酒。
But it is how much wine he has poured out. Because the life of service is the life of pouring out.
所以当保罗把 drink offering, 把酒祭倾倒出来的时候,
So when Paul poured out the drink offering,
这就是我们的主怎样最后他那个牛在祭坛上。
And that is when we see the ox on the altar. May the Lord open our eyes.
主怎样,
However the Lord is, we shall be too.
主在地上怎样服侍神,
However the Lord served God on earth,
我们也怎样来服侍神,
we shall serve God as well.
一面在田里,
on one hand in the field,
一面在祭台上,
on one hand on the altar.
我们能不能在神面有个最高的侍奉?
Can we have the highest form of service before God?
我们是不是把自己已经奉献给主了?
Have we consecrated ourselves to the Lord?
一生主在我们身上雕刻和他的工作,
His sculpting and His work in our lives.
最后要倾倒出去,
at the end, we shall pour out.
这是马可福音的故事。
This is the story of the Gospel of Mark.
那么我们怎么那么磨成 这个牛的形怎么能磨成主的样式呢?
How can we be conformed to the image of our Lord?
主告诉我们怎么做?
The Lord told us how.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, In me I am gentle and humble.
你们当负我的轭。
You shall take upon you my oak.
学我的样式。
And you shall learn of me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And you will find rest in your souls.
弟兄姊妹, 他又说, 我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻身。
He said, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们的主为什么讲轭呢?
Why did our Lord speak of yoke?
你的轭都是放在牛上面。
You know that yoke is always put on an ox.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
主说你要负我的轭。
He said, You have to take on my yoke.
我们怎么磨成他的形象?
How we are to be conformed to his image?
我们如果是牛, 一定是野牛。
If we are an ox, we are a wild ox.
所以如果今天我们来做
If we are to work today, we do it according to our own will. So then the field of the farmer would be in a mess. You know the so-called workers, how much waste we have in the fields? We need to be conformed to his image.
所以什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
主说你要负我的轭?
He said, take up my yoke.
主把自己比作牛。
So he took as an example himself as an ox.
但是我们这又野又嫩的牛,
but we are a wild and young ox.
所以我们需要和他一同来负他的轭,
but we need to be co-yoked with him.
弟兄姊妹你看见没有?
Do you understand?
当我们一同负这个轭一同耕田的时候,
when we are co-yoked with him and till the ground with him,
那起头啊, 我们一定要照着我们路来走。
At the beginning we want to go our own way.
结果我们不顺服,
and we are not obedient.
但等等你看见那个老牛却是顺服。
But you see that the older ox is obedient.
你越看见他,
the more you see him,
他心里柔和谦卑,
you see his humility and gentleness.
所以当我们这样负轭的时候,
so when we are co-yoked,
我们就学他的样式,
we learn his ways.
本来没有安息的,
before we had no peace,
我们到处做工,
we had no rest, we were always working.
特别聚会都是我们做工的场合,
and the conferences are the grounds of work.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你看我们也不也像那个牛一样,
are we wild like that young ox?
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
爱我们,
the Lord loves us.
让我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants us to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以他就让我们和他一同来负轭。
So he allows us to be co-yoked with him.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这就给我们看见, 磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
那个秘诀乃是与基督联合。
What is the secret? The secret is to be union with the Lord.
许多讲奥秘派, 许多的奥秘派告诉我们,
many mystics tell us,
你要与神联合的话,
you have to be union with the Lord.
神是高高在上,
because God is high above.
你是低低在下,
you are very low.
你要爬一个楼梯,
if you are to climb a ladder,
最后你终于得与神联合了。
Finally you can be one with God.
保罗怎么说?
What's it possible?
我们蒙恩得救的时候,
once we are saved by grace, he already put us in Christ.
在腓立比书他说,
in Philippians he said,
我已经撇下,
I consider all as dross,
为要赢得基督,
to gain Christ.
下面接着说,
then he said,
并且得以在他的里面,
and that I can be found in him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他不是已在他里面了吗?
Isn't he already in him?
但最后怎么得做基督得以在他里面?
How does he gain Christ in him?
所以他是从与基督联合到与基督联合的。
He goes from the union with Christ to union with Christ.
他起点是与基督联合，他终点也是与基督联合。
His starting point is union with Christ. His ending point is union with Christ.
那些讲奥秘派的，讲奥秘经历的人。
So those who have mystic experience.
开始是我这个人。
They begin with the man.
然后最后我与神联合,
and then they have union with Christ.
这样来磨成神儿的形象,
that is how they're conformed to the image of the
Son.
So the conforming to the image of the Son becomes our accomplishment.
不是的弟兄姊妹,
no, brothers and sisters.
你看见没有?
Do you see that?
我们一开始就与基督联合,
our starting point is union with Christ.
因着我们与他联合,
and because we are one with Him,
我们学他的样式,
we learn from Him.
我们心里
And we gain rest.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们现在知道怎么来侍奉神,
now we know how to serve God.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见,
now we
如果有一天我们能侍奉神,
when we can one day serve God,
好像我们的主侍奉他的神一样,
it's as if our Lord served His God.
弟兄姊妹, 不是我们做的,
not that we do anything.
这是与基, 与基督联合的结果,
this is the result of union with Christ.
所以与基督联合不只是目标, 事实上就是起点。
The goal is not just union with Christ, it's actually the beginning, the
starting point. 他的能力就是我的能力。
His power is my power.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见这只小牛就学习了顺服的功课。
This young ox is able to learn the lesson of service.
学了安息的功课。
Is able to rest.
从前有一个真实的故事。
There was a true story.
在英国有一个疗养院。
There was a health health center in England.
专门是为着terminal disease, 专门为着末期病患的。
It was especially for those who were terminally ill.
你知道末期病患的人脾气都是不好的。
Those who are terminally ill generally don't have a very good temper.
他已经没有几天了，所以他尽量发泄他里面不满意。
Because they don't have much time more to live, so they always have a bad temper.
所以一个新的病人来，他们很头痛啊，都是呼天唤地的。
Because every time they get a new patient, they would get many who had bad temper.
他们一点办法也没有。
And they couldn't control them.
后来他们想了个办法。
Then they thought of one thing.
最近从印度刚好回来了一个英国传教士。
There was a missionary who was from India.
他也是末期的病患。
He also had a terminal illness.
但是不一样。
But he was different.
在病床上。
On his bed.
你好像看见天使的脸一样。
It's as if you saw an angel.
所以忽然间他们想了个办法。
So they thought of something.
他说我们有办法。
So the health officials thought of something.
每一个新来的病患。
They said every time we get a new patient,
一定把他病床就放在那个传教士的病床旁边。
We were going to put their bed right beside the bed of this missionary.
一开始他们也是呼天唤地的。
At the beginning, they were very loud and bad tempered.
但是看看旁边的那个人。
But every time they would look beside them,
里面充满了笑容。
This person with always rejoicing,
非常的安静,
always calm.
所以慢慢慢慢的他们也安静下来。
And slowly these other patients became calm.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们与基督联合的秘诀。
This is the secret of union with Christ.
这就是磨成神儿子形象的秘诀。
This is the secret of being conformed to the image of
God. 保罗是这样学基督。
This is how Paul learned Christ.
不过这样。
Not only that,
如果我们再读下去了,
if we continue to read,
那就是路加福音的,
we will get to Luke.
弟兄姊妹, 路加福音给我们看主耶稣是人子,
we see in Luke that Jesus is the Son of Man.
他不光人子,
not only Son of Man,
而且他是完全的人,
but He is a perfect man.
你知道圣经中唯一的外邦人写新约的就是路加。
You know that the only author in the New Testament that was a Gentile is Luke.
路加福音多半是为着希腊人的。
Luke was mostly written for the Greeks.
希腊人他们讲究完美主义。
The Greeks always speak of perfectionism.
他们要找他们的目的就希望能是一个完全的人。
Their purpose is to be a perfect man.
你问他们什么是完全人?
You ask them, what is a perfect man?
他这个完全人一定是哲学家。
This perfect man has to be a philosopher.
他同时是诗人。
And he is also
a poet. 他同时也是运动家。
And he's also an athlete.
他也是祭司。
And he's also a priest.
所以什么他都是。
He is everything. They want to find such a perfect man. So now Luke has a testimony. He is to tell the entire Greek world the perfect man that you have been seeking. You cannot find in this earth. But I found him. I am a physician. All the physicians look at life.
医生看见一个生命刚刚生下来,
they inspect and see a newborn.
然后看见一个人慢慢的日落西山,
and see how a person becomes older.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, he understands what life is all about. Now he has a report. And that is Luke Gospel. Gospel of Luke wants to show us.
看见什么呢?
What does it want to show us? That the Lord Jesus is a perfect man. That life is a perfect life.
他是100%的人,
100% man.
他从摇篮开始,
he began at a cradle.
马槽就是他的摇篮,
that manger was his cradle.
一直到他成长,
until he matured.
没有一个人像路加福一样能把主耶稣的一生从降生一直到升天描写的那么清楚.
Nobody could describe the birth of our Lord all the way until he grew as well as Luke.
他因为是完全人,
because he was a perfect man.
所以他是完全的成长.
That's why he had a perfect growth.
一点都没有错的.
No doubt about it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Do you see?
这就是我们的主.
This is our Lord.
所以当你读他的故事的时候,
when you read his story,
整个路加福音可以分成三段的,
the Gospel of Luke can be split into three stages.
因为代表主耶稣成长的三个阶段,
and it actually represents the three stages of our Lord's growth.
讲成长是指着他是人子受的,
when you speak of growth, you speak of his being the Son of Man.
神的儿子一开始就是荣耀的,
the Son of God has always began in glory. The Son of God was always glorious. In this matter of the Son of God, there's no concept of growth.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, when our Lord came to earth,
你看见婴孩怎么成长,
how an infant grows, our Lord grew as well.
只是他没有犯罪,
but he did not sin.
弟兄姊妹, 这里有个完全的人,
here we have a perfect man.
他成长经过三个阶段,
his growth went through three stages.
你怎么知道经过三个阶段呢?
How do you know there are three stages?
因为两次天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子我所喜悦的,
because three times there was this word, twice it was said that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
所以自然就把他一生分成三段,
so very naturally it splits his life in three stages.
30年是一段,
the first 30 years,
隐藏的30年,
the hidden 30 years,
然后结果累累的3年,
and he gained much fruit in 3 years,
然后最后十字架的道路半年,
and lastly, the way of the cross, half a year.
这就是我们主的一生,
this is our Lord's entire life.
但是请记得,
but remember,
33年半的一生,
the life of 33 and a half years,
主耶稣30年是在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽,
our Lord was before the Father as a tender shoot for 30 years.
像根处于甘地,
it is like a root on parched ground.
那一段的生活是隐藏的生活,
that life was a hidden life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他怎么成长的?
How did he grow?
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
他是, 你若看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里, 那就是极好,
if you see a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, that is the sign. They want to find the Lord Jesus.
主基督是怎么一回事呢?
What is the Lord Jesus?
你只要看婴孩,
when you see an infant,
是包着布,
wrapped in swaddling cloth,
是挂在马槽里,
in the manger,
那就是极好了,
that is the sign.
我们的主的生命是从马槽开始的,
our Lord's life began in the manger.
你知道不知道?
Do you know?
一个婴孩的IQ,
the IQ of an infant,
是零的,
is zero.
牛就不是,
ox is different.
鲨鱼就不是,
a shark is different.
这个牛一生下来啊,
when an ox is born,
他的IQ就很高,
his IQ is very high.
他可以站起来吸妈妈的奶,
he can stand up and breastfeed.
如果婴孩啊, 第一天就站起来, 妈妈一定昏倒了。
If an infant were to wait, stand up the very first day of his birth, the mother would faint.
这个鲨鱼一生下来就是满嘴牙齿的。
The shark, when it's first born, it's full of teeth.
你相不相信如果一个孩子一生下来满嘴牙齿妈妈又昏倒了。
The mother would also faint if its child were born with a full set of teeth.
婴孩他的 IQ 是零。
The infant's IQ is zero.
这就是为什么人是万物之灵。
That is why,
为什么万物之灵的，就是神的杰作 masterpiece of God.
That is why the man is the masterpiece of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？ 过了几年以后,
after many years,
你和猴子比一比,
when you compare yourself to a monkey, you cannot.
两堆的花生米,
two piles of peanuts.
那猴子告诉你说这个多一点,
the monkey can tell you, well, this pile is more than this pile.
你问他几个,
but you ask him how many, he can't tell you.
但是等到后来孩子长大以后,
but when a child grows up,
他告诉你这十个, 这是二十个。
He will tell you that this is 10 and this is 20.
假定我是 monkey, 假定我是猩猩,
if I am a monkey,
这里有一个人,
and here's a person,
你看眼睛鼻子都差不多的,
you see that the eyes and the ears and nose are about the same.
生下来的时候,
when they're born,
我们的IQ是零,
our IQ is zero.
但是好几年以后,
but many years later,
科学家告诉我们说,
scientists tell us,
同样是两个耳朵中间的,
the same thing between both ears.
人的脑子像宇宙那么大,
the brain of a person is as big as the universe.
猴子远远的赶不上,
the monkey's brain cannot compare.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主一生下来,
when our Lord was born,
是一个婴孩,
he was an infant,
包着布,
he was covered with cloth,
坐在马槽里,
he was wrapped with cloth in the manger. That is the sign.
然后感谢主,
thank the Lord.
你看见圣经告诉我们说，耶稣的智慧和身量就都一起增长。
And he grew in the wisdom and stature of the Lord.
他十二岁的时候,
when he was 12,
他在殿里面一面听一面问。
He listened and spoke in the temple.
他要明白圣经。
He wanted to understand the Bible.
他一面听一面问。
He heard, he listened, and he spoke.
如果神的儿子就不必这么麻烦了。
If you were the son of God, it shouldn't be that complicated.
他把他圣经放在脑子里就扫描进去了。
He just had to put his Bible on his head and scan it in.
其实连这个都不需要。
Actually, he didn't even have to do that.
他是神的儿子。
He's the son of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做谦卑?
What is humility?
我们的神, 主耶稣满了神儿子的荣耀。
Jesus was full of the glory of God.
12岁的时候,
at the age of 12, you cannot see that side of glory. You see a life that is growing.
他一面听一面问,
on one hand, he listens, on one hand, he questions.
后来18年,
and then in 18 years
18年做什么?
Later, what did he do 18 years?
圣经告诉我们他是个木匠。
He said that the Bible says he was a carpenter.
圣经告诉我们他的父亲是木匠。
And the Bible says that his father was a carpenter.
就做神的儿子来说,
as to the Son,
他创造了所有的生命,
as to the Son of God, he created the entire forest. Every tree was created by him.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
当他是人子的时候,
as the Son of Man,
当他拿锯子的时候,
when he took the saw,
他要看约瑟怎么做,
he had to imitate and see how Joseph did the drawing.
这是何等的谦卑。
That is humility.
他既成了人的样式,
he became as man.
就自己卑微,
and he humbled himself and he was obedient.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see
that? 他里面就是神,
inside he was God.
他不需要来做这些事,
he didn't have to do all these things.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
他怎么做神的儿子,
however he was the Son of God.
你看他怎么做人子,
is how he was the Son of Man.
他借着人子来做神的儿子,
through being the Son of Man, he was the Son of God.
活在神面前神的儿子,
to live before God, he's the Son of God.
他不只听天上父的话,
not only did he obey the Father's word,
他怎么听的?
How did he listen?
他怎么听约瑟的话,
however he listened to Joseph is how he listened to God.
所以后来他怎么说呢?
So what did he say?
我实实在在告诉你们,
he said, verily I say unto you,
只凭着自己不能做什么,
by myself I cannot do anything.
唯有看见父所做的只才能做,
but what I see the Father, I do.
父所做的只也照样做,
whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise.
他从哪里学这个功课?
How did he learn this lesson?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see that?
他看见约瑟怎么拿锯子他也怎么拿,
he imitated Joseph. However, Joseph used the saw, he used the saw.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是个百分之百的人子,
he was 100% the Son of Man.
他真是顺服,
He was indeed obedient. So when he was manifest after 30 years, he indeed was very fruitful. And from the heavens came the sound, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased."
到这个地步,
at this time, he became in the form of man. And he humbled himself.
什么叫自己卑微?
What does it mean to humble himself? He was the Son of God. People should see him. But he humbled himself.
我们从前在台湾的时候碰到一个很在政府里面很高的官员。When
we were in Taiwan once, we met a very high official in the government.
他是我们的弟兄。
But he was a brother.
结果啊, 有很重要的事情, 他们要找他们的主管。
And one day they were looking for him because they needed to make a big decision.
结果他们的聚会地方终于找到他了。
And they finally found him in the meeting place.
他们看到他, 他们完全吓坏了。
But when they saw him, they were shocked.
我们的弟兄在那里扫地的。
Our brother was there sweeping the floor.
你看他是个很高的官员。
But he was a very high ranking official.
但在弟兄姊妹中间,
But amongst brothers and
sisters, 我们看不见,
we don't see that.
完全看不见,
we don't see that.
这叫什么?
What is that? That is called humility. Our Lord was humbled himself and completely obedient.
终于变化山上,
and on the Mount of Transfiguration, he showed forth his glory. That glory is the glory of the Son of Man. The life within grows up. As to life, he has matured.
就的工作来讲,
as to work, he has completed the purpose of God. He can now return to the Father. He can ascend. So when he spoke of the exit with Elijah and Moses,
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
他能不能出去?
Can he exit?
他没有出去.
He did not.
为什么主圣经怎么说呢?
What did the Bible say?
他是存心顺服以至于死。
He was obedient unto death.
弟兄姊妹, 如果他升天, 他可以顺服,
if he ascended into heaven, he could be obedient, but he wouldn't die.
他已经到了最高的点了。
He had reached the apex.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
为着你和我的缘故,
for you and for me,
为着神旨意的缘故,
for God's purpose,
他从黑门山, 变化山, 一直降杯, 降杯, 再降杯,
he went from the Mount of Transfiguration and descended and descended and descended.
经过了约旦的河谷,
and once he crossed the valley of the Jordan,
约旦就是降低的意思,
Jordan means to descend.
一直降低降低, 最后到了哥哥他山上,
he descended all the way to Golgotha.
当他在变化山上的时候,
when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
大概是祝棚节的时候,
it is about the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles. It is when the grapes are ripe.
我们的主真像葡萄成熟了,
our Lord was like that grape that was ripe.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
他拣选一条道路,
he chose a way.
那条道路就是有一天他在十字架上,
and he chose that way to the cross,
完成神的旨意,
to accomplish God's will.
十字架乃是那个酒渣,
and that cross became his winepress.
十字架不止把救赎给我们,
the cross not only gave us salvation,
经过十字架,
but through the cross,
那个生命也分给了我们,
that life was imparted to us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就解释了最后半年,
that explains the way that the Lord walked in his last half year.
然后圣经告诉我们说,
and then the Bible tells us, as our Lord walked the last
year,
he said that the time has come that he should be received up.
他就定义面向耶路撒冷,
and he steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem. Here we see man's face.
弟兄,他可以升天的,
he could ascend to heaven.
纯心顺服,
he can be completely obedient.
已经满足了神的旨意,
completed God's will.
他在变化山上,
on the Mount of Transfiguration,
他拣选了十字架,
he chose the cross.
当他拣选十字架的时候,
and when he chose the cross,
他走在前头,
he walked ahead.
他对门徒说, 我们上耶路撒冷去。
The disciples said, we will go to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他的脸是向着那个亚酒池的,
his face was facing the winepress.
那里不止要完成救赎的工作,
not only was he to accomplish the work of salvation,
他也把那个 葡萄的生命能够供应出去,
but he was also able to impart the life of the grape to all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this glory is the glory of the Son of Man.
所以记得最后半年的道路,
so the way of the last half year,
是从路加福音第九章一直到十九章的,
is from Luke chapter 9 to Luke chapter 19.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
最后我们的主,
Then our Lord went through the winepress for us. And at the very end, He ascended to heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神成为人,
when God became man,
是要叫人成为人中人,
He wants the man to be the highest man, the man of men.
神的目的要我们做一个人, 就像当初神创造我们原来的旨意一样。
His purpose was us to be men like His original will. When we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, His cross was a tree. That tree is our tree of life.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主, 依着这个缘故,
for this reason,
现在我们能够做人,
we can be a man.
不要忘记,
Don't forget,
我们的主来到地上做人,
when our Lord came down to be man,
你越是基督徒,
the more you are a Christian, the more you are like a man. Many people who more become a Christian, they become less of a man.
你一定曾经说过,
Brother Washman Nee once
他这样的人呢,
said, he said, a man such as this cannot be found on earth. And you can't find it in the heavens.
你稀奇不稀奇?
Is that amazing?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
如果今天我们磨成是儿子的形象,
if today we are to be conformed to the image of
the Son,
you are a better husband.
你是更好的妻子,
you are a better spouse.
你是更好的儿女,
you are a better child.
为什么?
Why?
主说我们上耶路撒冷去,
the Lord said, we shall go to Jerusalem.
主没有说只他一个人去,
he didn't say, just not myself.
他走过的路,
the way he walks, we should walk too.
你怎么做人中人, 怎么做人上人?
How are you to be a man of men?
你脸往什么地方看?
Where does your face face?
我们的主是面向着十字架,
our Lord steadfastly set his face to the cross.
没有一段圣经像路加福音九章到十九章讲十字架的道路。
No place will you find a clearer picture of the way to the cross as in Luke
9-19.
The result of this way is that we can become more like man.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是路加福音,
this is the Gospel of Luke.
那么路加福音给我们看见路是什么路?
So when Luke shows us the way, what is that way?
路是非常简单的,
the way is very easy.
因为这里给我们看见主耶稣是从马槽开始,
we see that the Lord began from the manger.
最后达到宝座,
finally went to the throne.
这是他成长的轨迹, 成长的曲线,
that is the lineage of how he went.
我们的人是横着进来,
we men arrive horizontally and we leave the world horizontally.
所以中国人要记 hospital 就是很难记,
so for Chinese to learn the word hospital, it's very difficult to learn.
所以想了个办法,
so they thought of something.
我死必到, 我死必到就是 hospital.
Hospital is a play on words.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
你是横着进来, 你是横着出去的,
that means you arrive horizontally and you leave horizontally.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
人子,
the Son of Man,
一个完全的人,
a perfect man,
是横着进来,
he enters horizontally but he leaves vertically.
他的起点是马槽,
his beginning point, starting point is
manger. 他的终点是宝座,
but his end point is the throne.
不过其中经过十字架,
but he went in the middle through the cross.
这是我们主成长的道路,
this is the way of growth of our Lord.
如果基督在我们里面活,
if Christ abides in us,
他怎么活, 我们也怎么活,
how he lives, we live.
他怎么成长, 我们也怎么成长,
how he grows, we grow.
如果马槽代表生命的话,
if the manger represents life,
生命从那里开始的话,
life begins there.
宝座当然代表性格,
then the throne obviously represents character,
王子的性格,
the character of a king.
所以这里给我们看见,
so here we see,
我们怎么磨成神儿子的形象呢?
How are we conformed to the image of his Son? First,
你要给神时间才可以,
you have to give the Lord time.
我们的主给父神30年的时间,
our Lord gave the Heavenly Father 30 years.
33年半, 30年的时间,
of the 33 and a half years, he gave 30 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
结果那个基督性格就在他的身上养成了,
and the character of Christ was formed in him.
第二,
secondly,
给我们看见,
we see,
今天基督的生命,
the life of Christ,
经过性情,
when it goes through the nature,
怎么养成性格,
how it becomes a character,
你看见主怎样, 我们也怎样,
however the Lord is, we shall be too.
从生命开始,
beginning with life,
从灵开始,
beginning with spirit,
经过十字架的工作,
through the work of the cross,
最后那个基督的性格就养成功了,
then the character of Christ is formed.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是什么呢?
What is that?
这是马太, 这是路加福音,
that is the Gospel of Luke.
最后我们来到约翰福音,
Finally, we arrive at the Gospel of John.
我们这次不可能详细来看,
we can't go into much detail.
我们时间并不多,
we don't have much time.
所以我们只能蜻蜓点水似的,
so we are only hopping on the water a little bit.
Like a dragonfly.
Just like a dragonfly.
所以依据这个缘故,
so,
我们点一下就完了,
we're just pointing out different things.
年轻的弟兄姊妹,
for the young brothers and sisters, you are to use your whole life to read the four Gospels. Because it takes a lifetime to be conformed to the image of His Son. When you read the Gospel of John,
神的儿子,
the Son of God,
乃是老鹰的形象,
it is like the form of an eagle.
所以这个生命是个超越的生命。
This life is a transcendent life.
因为在约翰福音里面,
because in the Gospel of John,
形容我们的主的时候,
when the, we are describing our Lord,
他说他是从天降下,
He said that He came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is still in heaven.
请记得,
remember, this is the life of an eagle.
老鹰从天降下,
when the eagle comes down from heaven,
他速度快得很,
He's very fast.
等一等你看见仍旧在天上,
but then suddenly He's still in heaven again.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是个老鹰的生命,
this is the life of an eagle.
是个超越的生命,
it is a transcendent life.
感谢主,
thank you. The entire Gospel of John shows us that Jesus is the Son of God. The life He gives us is a transcendent life.
弟兄姊妹,
it is not just a resurrection life, but it is a transcendent life. This is what the Gospel of John wants to show us.
那么你怎么用两把钥匙来解开这本的书呢?
How do you use two keys to open up this book?
第一节圣经,
the first verse.
从来没有人看见神,只有在父怀里独生子将他表明出来。
No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten such which is in the bosom of the Father.
这里有一个字叫做bosom,叫做怀。
Here we have the word bosom.
在整本约翰福音里面只出现两次。
In the entire Gospel of John, it's only mentioned twice.
这就是两把钥匙。
These are two keys.
第一把钥匙,
the first key.
主耶稣是神的独生子。
God is the only begotten Son.
不只是独生子,
not only the only begotten Son, but the Son in the bosom.
因着他在父的怀里,
because He's in the Father's bosom.
他住在父里面,
he abides in the Father, the Father abides in Him.
结果他有个表现,
and then He has something that comes out.
他就把父就表明出来,
then He declares the Father.
结果人在儿子的身上就看见父的荣耀。
So on the Son, you see the glory of the Father.
这是一把钥匙,
this is one key.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
这一卷的福音书, this, 一面是客观的, 一面是主观的,
this gospel is subjective and objective.
还有一节圣经,
another verse.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的,
there is a disciple whom Jesus loved.
侧身挨近耶稣的怀里,
and he was leaning on Jesus' bosom.
弟兄姊妹, 这是另外一把钥匙,
that's another key.
约翰代表你和我,
John represents you and me.
在主耶稣的怀里,
in the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
你看见两幅图画吗?
Do you see two pictures?
只在父的怀里,
the Son and the Father's bosom.
当我们磨成神儿子形象的时候,
when we are conformed to the image of His Son,
我们就在主的怀里,
we are in the bosom of the Lord.
因着在父的怀里,
because He is in the bosom of the Father.
子住在父里面,
the Son abides in the Father, the Father abides in the Son.
因着我们在主的怀里,
because we are in the Lord's bosom.
所以主说, 你们要住在我里面, 我也住在你们里面。
The Lord says, you abide in me and I abide in you.
那个结果是什么?
What is the result?
结果不知不觉的就把我们这位主表明出来了。
Unbeknownst to us, we then manifest this Lord.
这是整本的约翰福音。
This is the entire Gospel of John.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们看见了,
now we see,
磨成神儿子形象有一条道路的,
to be conformed to the image of God's Son has a way.
这条路是什么?
What is that way?
就是住在主里面,
abide in glory,
在主的怀里,
be in His bosom.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一面是客观的,
on one side it is objective,
神的儿子,
God's Son.
他说我,
He said, me, I.
120次。
He said that 120 times.
他说父, 也是120次。
He also mentioned Father, 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 Father 120 times.
父与我原为一。
Father and I are one.
感谢主,
Brothers,
这一本书给我们看,
we see indeed that he is the Son of God.
他的确是老鹰,
he is an eagle.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
他如何,
how he is, we should be too.
感谢主,
that is why we can live Christ.
那条路在哪里?
Where is that way?
不只是十字架的路,
not only the way of the cross,
乃是与主交通的路,
but is the way of fellowship with our Lord.
你住在主里面,
when you abide in the Lord,
主的话也在我们里面,
His word is in us.
主的爱也住在我们里面,
His love abides in us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
我们就磨成神儿子的形象,
we are then conformed to the image of God's Son.
不止这样,
not only that,
在所有神所创造的万物里面,
in all of God's creation, He gave the eagle a special eye.
我们如果用我们肉眼来看太阳的话,
if we are to use our human eyes to look at the sun,
我们一定瞎的,
we will be blinded.
所有动物用眼睛看太阳一定瞎的,
all the animals on earth, when they look at the sun, they will be blinded.
但是老鹰的眼睛,
but the eyes of an eagle,
他可以直接看太阳, 他不瞎的,
he can look directly at the sun without being blinded.
我们的主在父的怀里,
our Lord is in the Father's bosom.
当他瞻眼父神的荣耀的时候,
when he looks at the glory of the Father,
他眼睛不瞎,
he is not blinded.
他可以瞻仰父神的荣耀,
he can look at the beauty of the glory.
弟兄们, 这就是秘诀,
that is a secret.
我们的主怎样瞻仰父神的荣美,
how our Lord looks at the beauty of God,
我们好像小鹰一样,
then we are just like eaglets.
结果我们在主的怀里,
we are in the Lord's bosom.
我们能瞻仰他的容颜,
we can look at his beauty.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见说,
now you see,
我们纵然既敞着脸, 得以看见主的荣光,
but we with open face are beholding his glory,
好像从镜子里反照,
as if in a mirror,
就变成主的形状,
and we are changed into the same image,
荣上加荣,
from glory to glory.
你还记不记得我们读的一段圣经?
Do you remember the verse we read?
就是等到他显现的时候,
when he was manifest,
我们必要像他,
we shall be like him,
而且我们要看见他的真体,
and we will see his true form,
真体,
or true body.
No. He as he is.
We will see him as he is.
现在你终于看到他真的面貌了,
and then you will see him as he is.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你怎么像他?
How you are?
因为你看他,
it's because you've seen him.
你只有老鹰的眼睛, 你才能看他,
you can only see him with eagle's eyes.
当你看他的时候,
when you see him,
我们自然就磨成他的形象,
naturally we are conformed to his image.
荣上加荣, 变成主的形状,
glory upon glory. Into his image.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这是为什么许多人夫妻结婚好久了以后,
so many times a couple who is married many years,
丈夫像妻子, 妻子也像丈夫,
the husband looks like the wife, the wife looks like the husband.
我们说这两个脸是夫妻脸,
we say that this, these two faces are husband and wife. Why?
20年, 30年, 你看我, 我看你,
for 20, 30 years, you look at me, I look at you.
你的小动作, 我的小动作,
your small movements, I imitate your movements.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, how to be conformed to the image of his son?
整本约翰福音给我们看,
the entire gospel of John shows,
我们应当在主的怀里,
we need to be in his bosom.
像主在父的怀里一样,
just like the Lord was in the Father's bosom.
年轻的弟兄姊妹,
young brothers and sisters,
你如果看太多的电视的话,
if you watch too much TV,
你的两个眼睛都变成长方形的了,
your two eyes will become rectangular.
弟兄姊妹, 你看什么就要像什么,
what you see, you will become.
所以但愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious,
给我们看见, 今天主的形象也是老鹰的形象,
that his image today is also like the image of an eagle.
神的荣耀乃是显在,
the glory of God is manifest on the face of Jesus Christ. That way we can be conformed to his image.
末了我说我们说一个实在的故事,
to end, I'd like to share a true story.
刚才我们开始我们唱一首诗歌叫做 Thou Hidden Love of God, 你这神隐藏的爱,
we just sang a hymn when we began, Thou Hidden Love of God.
这首诗歌我如果没有错的话,
if I am not mistaken, this hymn is the hymn that John Wesley loved the most.
恐怕也是尼托圣弟兄最喜欢的一首。
Also one of the hymns that Washman Nee loved the most.
无论是英文，无论是中文，
whether it be in English or Chinese.
光从文学的角度来看，都是优秀的作品。
If you are to look at it in a very poetic way, it's actually a masterpiece.
但是更重要的，
but more important,
为什么这首诗歌感动了许多的人？
Why did this hymn touch many lives?
因为这首诗歌的作者叫特斯提根。
Because the author of this hymn is Terstegen.
他是个德国人。
Terstegen was a German.
他生长在莱茵河附近。
He grew up near the Rhine.
他非常的爱主。
He loved the Lord.
他是所谓敬虔派里面的一个人。
He was one of the pietists.
你想到他就想起星星道夫。
When you think of him, you think of Zinzendorf.
你想到星星道夫, 你就想到 Terstegen。
And when you think of Zinzendorf, you think of Terstegen.
他这里说, 哦, 你这隐藏的爱。
He says here, thou hidden love of God.
神的爱怎么是隐藏的呢?
How is God's love hidden?
因为在 Terstegen的身上,
because in the life of Terstegen,
他有五年之久,
for over 5 years,
他真的好像看不见神的脸面。
It's as if he could not see the face of God.
神的爱好像隐藏的。
It's as if God's love was hidden. I'm not sure if he wrote the hymn at that time. Probably he wrote it afterward. But no matter what, it was a true experience. He loved the Lord.
非常的单纯,
he was very simple.
所以他找职业的时候,
so when he chose a profession, he wanted a profession that enabled him to draw close to the Lord. So finally he rented a house. And he bought a weaving machine. He felt that weaving would enable him to spend time with the Lord. So on one hand he would open up the Bible. And at the same time he'd be weaving. From 5 in the morning to 9 in the evening. He would only eat one meal. He came from a well-to-do family. But his family couldn't get used to his lifestyle. So they ignored him. Even when he was sick, his family ignored him. And during that time, for 5 years,
后来他告诉我们说,
he told us afterwards, he said that our Lord himself hid himself for 30 years. He felt the lessons he learned were the same lessons the Lord learned.
结果五年过去了,
after 5 years,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他得到释放了,
he gained the freedom.
结果他回到家里,
he went home.
他重新把自己奉献给主,
and he reconsecrated himself.
当他奉献的时候,
when he consecrated himself,
他写了一封信。
He wrote a letter.
这封信乃是和神所立和主所立的约。
And it was a covenant to the Lord.
他写的时候,
when he wrote it,
是用他自己的血写的。
He wrote it with his own blood.
我现在只念他其中的一段。
I'm just going to read a certain portion. Our Lord, from this evening to all eternity,
从今天晚上一直到永远,
thy will, not mine, be done.
但愿你的旨意不是我的旨意得成。
Command and rule and reign in me.
你可以命令，可以管理我这个人。
I yield myself up without reserve.
我是没有条件的把自己献给你。
And I promise with thy help and power.
我答应你，靠着你的帮助和你的能力。
Rather to give up the last drop of this my blood than knowingly and willingly in my heart or in my life be untrue or disobedient to thee. Thine unworthy possession, Terstegen.
你非常不配的是你所拥有的, Terstegen. 这就是他和用血书代表他心里的心情。
So he used this blood covenant of love to express his heart.
结果到30岁,
so when he was 30,
神在那个地方兴起了个大的复兴,
There was a great revival in that area.
许多人需要帮助,
Many people needed help.
所以他没有时间再织布了,
so he had no more time to weave.
他果然像主耶稣一样隐藏30年,
it's just like the Lord, he was hidden 30 years.
后来工作越来越大了,担子越来越重了,
and then the burden became heavier.
这个政府不,那个时候不可有聚会,
and at that time, the government did not allow any meetings.
所以他就弄了很大的房子,
so he actually got a new house.
他把所有的窗子都打开了,
so he opened up all the windows. And then when people began to sing, many people were drawn to it. And they were helped by him. Throughout his life, thousands of people came before him. Many people came from afar. Many, they only had 15 minutes of time with him. But they were helped. But his body was not healthy. He was always not healthy.
尤其最后30年,
and his last 30 years,
他说他每一秒钟都是靠主而活着,
he said that every single second of his life was lived by the Lord's Spirit.
他觉得他自己是a candidate for death, 他觉得什么时候主都可以叫他走。
He called himself a candidate for death.
到了最后他得的水骨病,
and at the end, he just developed dropsy.
非常的痛苦,
it was very painful.
他曾经做过梦,
one time, he actually dreamt. He dreamt that when he were to die, he would die like a hero.
现在他说,主啊,
but now he said, if I am to die now like a child, I will be satisfied. So many people went to see him.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说,
he said, today Malachi has preached to me.
他什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
他以马拉基书第3章的话,
he actually used the phrase from Matthew, the verse from Malachi 3.
他来的日子谁能当得起?
He said, but who may abide in the day of his coming?
他显现的时候谁能立得住呢?
Who shall stand when he appeareth?
因为他如炼金之人的火,如漂白,漂布之人的碱。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
他必坐下如炼净银子的,必洁净利未人,熬炼他们像金银一样。
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver and shall purify them.
这就是那节圣经。
That is that verse.
当这个Tersteegen要见主以前,
right before Tersteegen was to be with the Lord, he said, Malachi has preached to me today. He said, he will sit.
It is not all done at once.
It is not all done at once.
He still finds something to refine in me. 他仍旧能找到一些在我里面叫我能够得着洁净。
He still finds something to refine in me.
他就这样的,
and then he went to be with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the author of this hymn.
这就是为什么成为John Wesley跟尼托生最喜欢的诗歌。
That is why this hymn became the most beloved of John Wesley and Watchman Nee.
有一次有一个到印度的传教士叫Amy Carmichael。
There was a missionary to India called Amy Carmichael.
她在马路上看见一个炼银子。
She saw somebody who was refining silver on the road. And of course, the silver would begin to melt.
Amy Carmichael
asked this person, when is your job done?
他说,当我这样做的时候,
the refiner said, when I do this,
我什么时候能够在银色的液体上面,
when I can see in the body of the silver,
如果能看见我的脸,
when I can actually see the reflection of my face,
我的工作就完成了,
my job is done.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们的主仍旧坐在父神的右边,
our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father today.
他做什么?
What is he doing?
他就像炼金之人的火和漂布之人的碱,
he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
他要坐下如炼银子的,
he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, to purify us as silver.
他什么时候完成他的工作呢?
When is his job done?
什么时候他在我们的身上看见他自己的脸?
Whenever he sees in us his face.
因为神荣耀
Because the glory of God is manifest on the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is to learn Christ. This is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他在地上怎么活?
However he lived on earth, he also lives in us.
感谢主,
thank the Lord. May the Lord give us his word,
借着他自己的话,
through his own word,
感动我们的深处,
touch the very depths of our hearts. Young brothers and sisters,
你们今天还在人生的早晨,
when you are at the dawn of your life, consecrate your life to the Lord.
你肯不肯像我们的主一样?
Are you willing to be like our Lord?
那么长的时间能够活在耶和华生长在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
So long he can live before the Lord as a tender shoot.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
让主在我们身上工作,
may the Lord work in our lives.
借着十字架的工作,
through the work of the cross.
借着圣灵的工作,
through the work of the Holy Spirit.
让我们躺在主的怀里,
may we lean in the Lord's bosom.
住在基督里面,
abide in Christ.
瞻仰他的荣耀,
may we look upon steadfast
faith.
When we look upon his face,
我们要变成主的形状,
we are to be transformed to
a new,
glory to glory.
结果别人在我们身上,
and then when people see us,
就看见基督的谦卑,
they see the humility of Christ,
基督的忍耐,
he is the patience of Christ,
和基督的温柔,
and the gentleness of Christ.
当我们聚在一起,
when we gather together,
全教会聚在一起的时候,
when the church gathers together,
人看见基督的人格,
man can see God's personality,
基督,
the personality of Christ.
基督的人格,
the personality of Christ,
就是基督的形象,
is his image,
就是神儿子的形象,
it is the image of the Son of God.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
但愿末了我们能像, 能够像这个 Augustine说的,
may we at the end be like what St. Augustine said.
我恐惧战惊,
I tremble and I fear,
我一面也心中火热,
but I also burn.
我恐惧战惊, 因为我不像他,
I tremble and I fear because I am not like him.
我心中火热,
but my heart burns
因为我像他,
because I am like him.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.
主, 我们把这些话交在你的手里,
Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
如果你愿意使用这些话,
if you are willing, please use these words.
安慰年长的弟兄,
comfort those elderly,
也鼓励年轻的弟兄,
and encourage the younger brothers. May we not return the same way we can. May this weekend be a special weekend. Maybe this weekend people were born for this exact weekend. May we not only hear the glorious truth, but may we be able to walk in the glorious way. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.